street to the front. When his last call and he kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Hey, it's Will and Woody here
with our best bits from the show yesterday.
Leave Benny alone!
It's Will and Woody's.
Can you put some echo on this?
Battle of the Gens!
Alrighty, Annalise is a Gen Zetta. Woods, you and I are millennials. We're trying to figure out which generation is most out of touch by throwing names, icons, phenomenons at each other to see which one is actually in the zeitgeist. Woods, we've gone for a bit of a theme this week.
Yes, but we won't reveal that, obviously.
No, we can't, because then that would give away the bit. Yep. Oh. Well done.
Or also maybe it's not a theme as well, just in case you just aren't picking up on that. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we've given away too much.
Maybe we should have gone.
Okay, here we go. Theme or no theme. honestly, this is easy.
Okay.
Like I'm concerned if you don't know this.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Married to Demi Moore and was an actor.
He's an actor, still alive.
He's an actor.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Well done.
Famous for what sort of movie?
I think something with superheroes.
No, they weren't really around in the 90s, superhero movies.
He was.
I think he has done a superhero movie.
He was a superhero.
Yeah.
In Unbreakable.
Oh, piss off. Let's not bring up one of the great
injured.
Blights on his career.
He can't be injured.
No, Unbreakable.
Hang on, that's a great movie.
I don't think that's a great movie.
No. His adversary is Mr. Glass, who breaks
right,
easily.
All right, let's go, Annalise, your turn.
Okay, guys.
He's quite sick, by the way, Bruce Willis, so, you know.
I want to know what this sound, what is the opener show of the opener of this sound? What show is this from?
I don't know. I realise I don't care. I mean, what is it? What is
it?
Anything that starts with a "this is my chance," piss off.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. X Factor, season 15.
ABC. You're in a similar genre.
All right.
ABC.
ABC.
Kid talent show. Something close.
No, it's Dance Academy. It was one of the most iconic shows of our century.
Right. So what is it? Is that a dancing show where people compete to become...
Stop us.
It's a fiction dancing show.
Oh, yeah. Fiction. Here we go. A fictional...
dancing.
No, what are they? Okay, here we go. Annalise, who is Steven Seagal?
Oh, I got asked about this earlier.
Did you?
Yes. Steven... And I did Google him. Okay. And I've already forgotten him. He's an American... Yeah.
Why were you Googling Steven Seagal?
Someone brought his name up.
Okay.
Because we were just rhyming words.
Nice.
Oh, he's an American...
Well, what do
good
you guys
prep.
Actually
good,
do?
Good radio show prep. All right, guys, rhyming words. Let's do it. Let's chuck it around.
Everyone's favourite pre-show game.
Was
anyone
hard.
Getting any audio for the show?
Is he in the he's an American actor.
Annalise, that is just the most vanilla answer. Oh. Like, come on.
He's very famous for having...
Because I want to go say he's friends with Jason Segel. Like, he's, like, related to Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Oh, they're spelt different. S-E-G-E-L.
Steven Segel. Who is Steven Segel?
Steven Segel...
Yep.
...is... I don't know.
He's a martial artist and he's an action movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very famous for being like a black belt in martial arts.
Your go, Annalise. Oh. Bang, that's it.
How was I supposed to know that?
He's very famous. He's been in a lot. He's enormous.
He's enormous.
Yeah.
What? Give me a movie.
Under Siege.
The Glimmer Man.
They
to name a few. Under Siege is a red hot movie.
Unbelievable. He was in Speed 2 as well.
I know why you like that movie, by the way, Under Siege. All right, let's get Annalise your
birthday
go.
Cake.
Okay.
Birthday cake.
Who was Stefan and Damon Salvatore?
You mean Salvatore, I think is what you
mean.
Salvatore. Salvatore, she's not talking about the artist.
No. You mean Salvador.
Oh, my Salvador. God.
Salvador Dali.
We're nowhere. We're nowhere.
Is he an artist?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. Surrealism. Yeah, that's
not,
right.
That's no, not she's not talking about Salvador Dali. Say the names again for me.
Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Now, I think I know the Salvatores.
So they're related. I'm picking that up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same so surname.
Siblings.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They are. Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep.
So.
I think that Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Yes.
Are actors.
Yeah, actors.
Yeah.
Sibling actors. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more reality TV, like Keeping Up with the Salvatores kind of vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Right.
Because that's the way that siblings would be both famous together. Rare to get actors that are, you know.
No, absolutely not. Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good. Yep, called me on that one immediately.
There's quite a few of them, actually.
Who else?
Kylie Olsen and twins. Danny Minogue, the Olsen twins.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. All right.
Chris Hemsworth, not Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, Hemsworth. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right, guys, put it down. Okay, they're actors.
The Salvadors.
Yeah.
They're actors. They're
Salvadors.
Actors.
Yeah. Actors?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you half a point.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because they are brothers, but they are fictional brothers in, and they play out.
That seems like a very generous half a point.
They're vampires in the TV show.
Oh, what TV show?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, the Diaries. I never watched the Diaries.
I think they're very sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more. I've got one more, Annalise, and then you've got to try and guess the theme because the quiz is up next.
Okay.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Actor, I know the name. Bruce Lee, Bruce Lee.
I'm not going to.
Bruce Lee.
So what names have we given so far?
We've given Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, and now Bruce Lee.
And Bruce Lee. They were all in a movie together.
Were they? What was the movie? God, I'd watch that movie.
I don't.
You don't know who Bruce Lee is?
Bruce, I know the name. He sounds like a shark, kind of.
A shark?
Yeah. Was he in Jaws? Bruce
Lee. You mean, I think Bruce the shark Lee. In Finding Nemo is called Bruce.
Oh.
Jesus
Maybe.
Christ.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hopeless doubt. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future we.
Will and Woody here
with our best bits from the show yesterday.
Woods, you're getting married in November.
Yes.
So what? Shit. Just over, 5 weeks away, is it?
All happening. It is. Like, quite seriously, it's all happening. and I'm involved now. Because I have to be. We haven't got suits yet. We're under the pump there.
Well, you're under the pump, well, mate. You're under the pump. As a groomsman, this is the thing.
You should be supporting me as a groomsman.
No,
no. I've got politics on my ass.
You've got politics dressing all of us.
Yes.
Which means you don't have to do anything other than just go message a WhatsApp group and go, yes, find a time for us all to meet up. You sent one message a month ago.
Yep.
People said they couldn't make it. And then a month later,
I had to think about a new date. I had a whole month.
You are
gaming new
dates.
You
are terrifyingly disorganized.
Now, hang on. I asked you 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
What's your sizes?
Politics have my sizes. We did a photo shoot for them.
Not every groomsman has sent me the sizes. I'm under the pump.
They've all sent them to you. I saw today.
Haven't checked my messages.
I know. This is the issue. You're not.
Okay, good. We're on there. But I'm trying to learn a dance. We're trying to do the tables. Where's everyone sitting?
You're
stressful.
Nowhere. You're nowhere.
What's a good beer? These are the questions that I need to start throwing around. Like at the moment, everyone's drinking Corona.
You need a mid strength, I'd say, and you need a full strength. It's easy. Yeah. Okay, I'd go a red Peroni for a full strength. Probably lager, nothing too hoppy. And then a mid strength. I just keep it simple.
Great Northern.
Yeah, Great Northern.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'm just nailing jobs here. That's pretty much all I was stressing about.
Anyway.
Yeah. It was Coronas and VBs for And the only spirit was going to be mezcal. And Mim had to say to me, I'm not sure if anyone else drinks mezcal. And I was like, I can probably do a vodka.
Do a gin.
No, gin's the drink of tears.
No, but it's
doesn't get people up and about.
But vodka again.
Get the people.
Are we 16? What is going
on? It's pretty much
going
to be a 16th birthday party.
Oh my
at this
god!
Point.
Okay. Well, look, I realised that because Mim's organised the whole thing because she basically said to you, "You can't organise anything," and then all you were tasked with was the groomsman's accommodation.
We're in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, which I know. Well, I know.
There's a little bit of trouble there.
This is what I want to talk to you about because
I put that down. It overwhelmed me and I've put it down because I had a backup plan, but I got stressed and I said, Mim, I'm just going to have to put that down. And Mim obviously hates hearing that because we'll sit down and have these meetings and I go, I'm sorry, Mim, I'm going to have to put it down because I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And she's like, the wedding is in 5 weeks. We can't put it down.
Yeah, so I knew there were real issues when Mim messaged me.
Oh, gee, I told her not to do this. She's going around my back.
Well, she's had to because clearly you're an absolute basket case. So she messaged me saying, hey, Will, hope you're having a lovely holiday. Just quick question for you regarding the wedding weekend. Are you and Sam staying at the house that Woody has meant to have booked for the whole weekend? I've told you that, yes, already. All the groomsmen have told you that, yes, already. And then she said, and are you both going to be traveling? Do either of you need a lift into the wedding? Did Woody tell you that was happening? Which you did, hence why we said no to the buses. Sorry, I'm in full bride mode trying to figure things out. So well,
One of the groomsmen is a teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
He's driving us. Sorted.
Yes, I know that. Tick. And another one of the and one of our wives is pregnant, so she can drive as well.
Tick.
Yeah, but I had to tell her that.
Yeah, well, I told you. I walked away from the meeting, so I was feeling overwhelmed. But the accommodation question is a factor. Now, I'm not sure if you clicked on the link that I sent. Apparently, the link wasn't working. I sent you boys. I tried to do a hyperlink, and then someone said, I can't click on it. And I went, oh, this is stressing me out. I'm not sending another link. But there's four of us.
We can't do this on air. This is ridiculous.
No, let's just
we're not having this conversation.
You need to hear this, Matt, because it's going to stress you a bit. There's four groomsmen.
Yes.
Okay.
Each got a partner. There's eight people. Okay. Yeah.
Six beds and only half a bathroom.
For the whole place.
And four of those beds are in a bunk room.
It's all right. I've already clicked on the link.
What does 0.5 of a bathroom mean?
It's a powder room. There's no shower. It's just a toilet.
We don't have a shower.
No, not for the whole place.
It says. It says
half a bath. I can see.
It says half a bath.
I think what they're meant to say is one and a half bath because there's no such thing as half a bath.
I said. I said, Mim, there can't be half a bath. It's got eight people trying to shower. We're going to have to share at the local recreational club. Or we'll rock up to the wedding day unshowered, and I'll just explain to Mim. I'll be like, Mim, we all need to use the showers here. Big rubber dub for the groomsmen. We'll be down in Harvard.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed alone. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love, and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe. A place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
ANZ presents Birds of the World. Today, we're with an intelligent avian, ANZ Falcon Technology. The Falcon watches over its ANZ customer and learns from every transaction. Every flat white.
Coffee for Kate.
Every online shop.
Delivery for Kate.
Every holiday.
Mojito for Kate.
And should it detect fraud, its protective instincts kick in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairizer Corporation.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like a chook? How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy. Okay, what is this like? What is this, a joke? Sangha. Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jasper.
I'm Jane.
I'm 6.
I'm 42.
I want to be a spaceman.
I'm a researcher at Children's Cancer Institute.
I got cancer.
I'm trying to find a cure.
Me being a spaceman depends on people like Jane.
Curing Jasper's cancer depends on people like you.
I need Jane's help.
And we need yours. Donate today at ccia.org.au.
A life should be long.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all. Including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business.
Start with high pages.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
You're only a what-if away from
a beach house with a view to die for,
a pool,
ooh,
endless kids activities, preferably 24 hours of them,
hotel, day spa, silence.
Lodge in the woods, a plunge bath, and that cute guy from the cafe.
Somewhere boutique, vodka martinis, and all of you.
Hell yes.
You're only a what if away from heaps of accommodation options with the What If app.
Snow cave!
What? What if? It's Aussie for travel.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
How about this? Buy new and used cars from all around the country and get it financed all in one place.
Yeah, but what about... Drive off in no time, use the CompBank app to find and finance your dream car.
Love that.
Thanks.
But no.
Forget the jingle. Find and finance your dream car all in one place. Search cars in the CompBank app. Applications are subject to credit approval. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4WD Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. Our gigantic up to 75% off sale ends today. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure King's favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4WDriveSupercentre.com. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like chook. How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy. Okay, what is this like? What is this, a joke? Sangha. Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Search Will and Woody on iHeart and listen to the boys on demand. This is their best bits from yesterday's show. Kiss.
Every time you come around, say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring.
Will and Woody here with some more of us.
Tim Minchin joins us in the studio.
Hey.
Welcome, mate. So, new book, Tim, You Don't Have to Have a Dream in all good bookstores. Sounds a little bit like a midlife crisis. How are you?
You reckon that sounds like a midlife crisis? Have you heard my album?
Yeah.
have you seen my face? The book is a collection of speeches, which sounds almost as ostentatious as it is. I got invited back to my old uni in West Australia about 11 years ago to do a commencement address.
That's right.
And I did that one, and that one went stupid viral around the world.
Yes.
Much to my surprise. And then subsequently I did a couple of others that people went, oh, he makes a speech that gets attention for our uni. So I got offered another couple of fake degrees from other universities. Not fake degrees, honorary. I use the title. And then I put this book together, which is basically those three speeches. And I wrote some essays just reflecting on my worldview. And I guess the book is for grads and high school students who don't know yet what they want to do with their lives. But people, I've spoken to people in their 30s and 40s who really like it, I think.
I'm fascinated by that idea of not needing to have a dream, because I feel like as a child, you're kind of, brainwashed is aggressive, but you know, they say dream big and shoot for the stars and you've got to have a big dream. What makes you think, or what is the problem with having a big dream, Tim?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of problems with dream. I mean, one is a bit sort of persnickety, which is that saying you should have a dream implies it's something you should just sit around thinking about, when actually, if you want, you should have a goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sort of semantic problem with it. But the thing I'm saying is not that you shouldn't have a goal or a dream, but that if you don't have one, you shouldn't freak out. And specifically because I ended up getting to do... My career is beyond my wildest dreams, right? I come from Perth. I'm a largely self-taught muso. I never studied composing or acting or any of the things I've got to do.
Mm.
And I ended up, you know, with shows on Broadway and making telly and all these amazing things. And the way I went about it, because I wasn't brought up to kind of think I would have my name in lights or to think it was a very valuable thing to have as a goal.
Mm.
All I did is I was really, really into whatever I was doing. Like, it's just in my nature to go, right, I'm working in a cafe. I'm going to just be really good at working in a cafe.
Mm.
Or much more to the point, I'm writing some songs for a youth theatre show for $500 when I'm 18. I'm going to make this the best youth theatre show. And I wasn't thinking this is a step to something bigger. I was just thinking I'm going to nail this. And I think if you just approach life like that, the next thing will reveal itself. And because you haven't set your sights too far in the future, you'll notice other opportunities. So that's kind of the advice connected to the title.
Oh, I love that.
Great advice. You're sorry, because a dream can make you put the blinkers on. Totally.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if you want to be a star athlete or a solo violinist in an orchestra, then you better start going early and you better have your... But that's not most people. Most people don't need to think 30 years ahead or 20 years ahead. You just need to think, I'm going to do a great job and kind of, you know, outperform myself doing this thing, which sounds a bit like motivational speaker for me. But I just think there's a lot of toxicity in telling kids they should know what they want to do. It's more important to say work hard at what you're doing now.
So bad time to suggest that, like, I have got a goal to be an orchestral violinist. Is that...
I believe in you.
I'm feeling it. You can be honest with me. We're here.
You don't even have to practice. You just have to think, dream, and manifest it. Just manifest it. It's the secret, mate. Just take.
Hey, we're going to go to a song. We've got more Tim Minchin up next on Will and Woody. It's Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
We're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy. Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
No actor in any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York, we did here.
And do you just morph from to Jason to, you know, how you said, a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question.
You really need some help, because that's the only way you're going to get better. I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful. Only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way.
One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went, I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please, oh thank God, you, thank you.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Did you know that 3.7 million Aussie households struggled to put food on the table last year? For 77%, it was their first time facing an empty fridge or pantry. That's why Chobani, Foodbank and Woolworths have partnered to help. From now until September, for every large tub of Chobani passion fruit or strawberry yogurt you buy, 6 meals will be donated. Help Chobani make a difference using food as a force for good. Available exclusively at Woolworths.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like a chook. How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy. Okay, what is this like? What is this, a joke? Sangha. Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? High ceilings that give you room to breathe, cooling that keeps you comfortable all year round, and a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Bring your meaning of home to life with up to $50,000 in specified upgrades when you spend just $9,990 on our Inspiration Series homes. Search Dennis Family Homes today to find out more. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Conditions apply. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
We know 1 in 5 Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. 1 Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. OneFootForward.org.au.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage, and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
So what do you think?
Oh, it's shorter than I was expecting. Ah, yeah. KFC's doing $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee, over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed, or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
Hey, Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
ANZ Falcon technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairisa Corporation.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out. Book at Ticketmaster.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please, please don't prove.
With some of our best bits.
Tim Minchin is in the studio.
Tim's got a brand new book. You don't have to have a dream.
Yes, I have. No, you don't.
In all new good bookstores, I was going to say, but it's also just in all good bookstores. It doesn't have to be just new.
It's in quite a few bad bookstores.
Why do I always get that credit? Why is it always all good bookstores?
We've distributed it mostly to crappy bookstores. Just find the crappiest bookstore and it'll be there in the window.
I'm sure the shit ones will have it too, let's be honest. I mean, no offense to the book.
The crappy online ones have it.
If you want to help
fund a guy go into near-Earth orbit, you can buy one online.
Hey, Tim, be honest. When you walk into bookstores now, knowing that your book is out there, do you always curiously have a look at the top 10 books? You know, that wall of top 10 books?
I try not to get into that game. I haven't actually. It's only been out for a week, and I've been overseas, so I just got back to Australia a few days ago, and I haven't clocked one in the wild yet. But I'm pretty excited to see one. I'd like it to be.
Surely you don't want it in that top 10 list.
Like, oh no, it's for losers.
Is that for losers? Is it Pulp Fiction?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind being Lee Child or the guy who made Bluey. I mean, I wouldn't have to. That'd be a pretty chill life, I reckon, if you made Bluey.
I think
he's doing pretty well. Yeah. Mate. I think he's doing pretty just well.
Have a super yacht called Bluey, the super yacht. It'd be great. Cattle dog. Super yacht called Cattle Dog.
I'd love to, Tim, hear your thoughts on another bit of advice that, again, was in that initial speech in WA and is, again, in the new book. The advice is, remember, it's all luck. And I find this one really interesting because sometimes I've toyed with that idea of luck, and I know Will and I would not be sitting in this radio studio without a considerable amount of luck, but I can find myself getting into trouble when I think it is all luck, because then I start going, oh, you haven't earned this, and maybe you don't deserve to be in this position, and that can sometimes impact self-esteem, etc.
Yeah.
Can you speak a bit to that?
You have to separate them. So you haven't earned it, and you don't deserve it. So when I say it's all luck, this goes all the way down, right? So this comes to the argument against free will. And so I'm a determinist, right? I think we've just emerged out of the universe and everything is causal. And the way you can frame this is, if you have really bad luck, you don't blame yourself, do you? But if you have good luck, you credit yourself. Mm. So rather than think about this as about your self-esteem, think about it as a function of your humility, right? So the difference between you, a really successful, handsome, charming radio DJ, and you, Will, the difference between you boys, the difference between you guys and someone who's on the street and has a string of violent crimes to their name, the difference is circumstance, right? Mm. And people go, but you've worked really hard, and I have worked really hard, but I didn't, as I say in the speech, I didn't make the bit of me that likes working hard. Like, if you go all the way down, it is all luck. And what it means is, I am less inclined, or at least I try to do the work, I meditate on this idea that if someone's an asshole, it is not really their fault. That's just what they've become. And I happen to be someone who's had a great deal of success in my chosen field, and I'm quite a nice guy, and that is neither to my credit, right?
Mm.
And once you just contemplate that, don't get mixed up in all that, I'm not good enough stuff, because you're here, so you are. You know, what do they call it? Everyone goes on about imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I kind of like, oh, dude, look, you're here. Just imagine you're good at it and do your best, right? And I promise you, if you're not good enough, you'll get fired, right? I think it's more important to have humility and work hard. I reckon just shake it off, baby.
Oh.
You're here because you're good, you know? But that doesn't mean you can't get better. Keep trying to get better.
It feels like it's becoming a therapy session for me, and I'm loving it.
if I was in the same city as you, I'd slowly massage your shoulders. I'd be whispering this stuff into your ear.
Hey, Tim, I know you were just saying then about imagining someone that is not necessarily a bad person. They're sort of like an accumulation of a whole bunch of decisions and background and root causes that are out of their control. I know that he spoke recently about the Cardinal Pell song in 2016 and regrets around writing that. Are this the same sort of philosophy?
I definitely don't have regrets. The trouble is, I talk long. You can hear the podcast that newspaper article's taken
from.
What's going around is Tim Minchin regrets the Pell song. That is such a... 2D bluey cardboard cutout opinion version
hey,
of my opinion.
You mean carefully considered piece of work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How dare you?
Hey, it's been great to talk to you, mate. It really has.
Cool.
Congratulations on all your success. We're huge fans. Mm. The book tour kicking off in Perth, this Sunday?
This Sunday, I'm doing a series of live interview shows where I get to talk as pompously as I have been in front of ticket buying public.
Great. Well, so if you if you want to go and see Tim Minchin crawl up his own ass and then sell you a book about it, get down.
That's exactly right. Put that on the cover. That one you can take out of context and put on the internet.
Oh, mate, it's been great to hang out. Thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God. I can't believe it.
So excited. They are amazing live.
Keep it KISS all weekend to win.
Think see. Incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow
you? Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow
you? Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Hay fever got you snotty, itchy and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you? Dad.
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a chemist own for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Does the whole family love Oporto? Then feed them all with the Oporto Family Burger Meal. Two single Bondi burgers, two kids burgers, family-sized chips and drinks for just $34.95. Oporto, oh yeah.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Leasing your home? Don't leave it to chance. Barry Plant Real Estate has been leasing homes in Victoria for 45 years, and we currently care for over 35,000 investment properties. From finding the right tenants to maintaining your property, we ensure your investments are secure and delivering long-term value. Looking to lease your property? Talk to your local Barry Plant office today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway, renowned for its premium features and agility. The Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced driver assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep Mad Something Like Home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale.
Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Endota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Endota. Book now.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairisa Corporation.
They call me Morning Fresh. I clean up greasy mess. The only one to trust to get through all the stuff. They call me Morning Fresh. I clean up greasy mess.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
The Maya mid-season sale ends Sunday. Shop 50% off a great range of homewares and 40% off kids' clothing by Milkshake, Sprout, Tilly and Bauhaus. Exclusions and conditions apply.
Maya, my store.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Good morning, Australia. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to AFL Grand Final Day to all those who celebrate. I think it's probably the first time, Zach, in a very long time that most of the country will at least have a passing interest in the AFL.
Up there, Mackenzie.
Kazaley, mate, but nice effort.
I'm trying to participate. I didn't grow up with AFL, Dom, so no. Like, I'm trying to get into the spirit. But who's Mackenzie?
Kazaley. Was a famous footballer. Okay. But here's the thing, right? Because it's Brisbane and Sydney, the two cities that haven't cared about AFL as much as the rest of the country in the grand final, it sort of feels like the first time the whole country is talking about the AFL. It's a unique moment because the footy states already are, and now you've got the two siblings that don't care about it that much.
And involved. I also count
the eastern states as the whole country.
No, I'm saying the western states are talking about it too, mate. Because they're interested. They love footy.
Yeah.
And, you know, big hello to everyone in Perth. This show doesn't go there. So I think we're
That's
fine.
Why I'm so confident.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, look, I am a big Brisbane Lions fan. I'm pretty terrified about the game later today. But I almost didn't get there, actually. There was a bit of an issue with getting tickets. I think it's a frustration that a lot of people in the country, if you've tried to get tickets to Taylor Swift, to any artist, any sports game, you would have felt this frustration. And I'm going to go on a rampage against it, against ticketing in Australia. We're going to get there shortly.
Coming up next, though, I think we all reach a point in our lives when we realize we are now old. Yeah. That happened to me on a train this week. Just sitting there crying as I realized, oh, no, I'm not young anymore.
We'll find out what Zach's existential crisis was on the other side of this. You're up early with Zach and Dom.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with you. I know this much is true.
Zach and Dom, as we kick off your Saturday morning on Kiss.
Overheard something on the train the other day that kind of made me a little bit sad, to be honest, Dom.
Oh. What do you mean? I mean, a train, I imagine most of the things you hear are approaching the next station. The next station is Central.
Do you like listening to other conversations in public? Well, I mean, trains is not a bad one for it. Like, if you're at a cafe or on a train or on a bus and you hear a conversation, do you kind of, just without looking over there, you know how you can direct your hearing?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is a bit of a superpower.
Yeah, you can kind of like...
intentionally filter.
Like, shh, I'm listening to that.
I have done that before. Well, especially when you see a couple who are clearly in a fight, but they're trying to hide that they're in a fight because they're in public.
Yes.
They're my favourite. They're very fun to watch.
No, well, what we were doing is I was with my wife and two young kids. We're taking a train trip into the city, and I was just going down the centre aisle with the pram, you know, and there's a bunch of teenagers hanging out. They're going into the city as well.
Yep.
And can you remember those days?
Oh, mate, the freedom.
Yeah.
So what year level do you reckon? Where would you put them?
Upper high school, I think.
Like year 10, year 11-ish?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But probably, year 12 maybe, I don't know.
So probably don't have their license yet.
No, they wouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
This is the way that you get in.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And did they look like dangerous youths?
No, they just looked like they were... having a good time.
Okay, just hanging out on the train. Yep.
But one of them had these arms crossed. And, you know, there's a lot of, you're being pretty cool when you're young.
Oh, yeah, well, I never was, but I know the type.
And he leans over to his friend and he goes, hey, have you ever heard of a band called Blink-182? As if he was giving them, like, a big tip on this uprising star.
Have you ever heard of a band called Blink-182?
Yeah, and I like actually like had to hold in laughter as I was walking by because I was like, one of the biggest bands like the last 20 years? Have you ever heard of them?
So he said it like this is something he's just stumbled into and he's sharing the news.
Hey, let me tell you about something I've discovered.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. And so my wife and I were kind of having a bit of chuckle and we went and sat down. But then I started to think about it and I thought, well, It is 20 years old.
Yeah. Is that, when was Blink-182's heyday?
Early 2000s.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And if I think about when I was in high school, which was the early 2000s, if someone had said the equivalent 20 years prior, if someone had said, hey, have you ever heard of Bon Jovi? I would have gone, geez, you're bringing up some pretty old stuff.
Yeah. Now, that's a really good point. And in fact,
and it made me feel so old. Yeah. I was like, the teenagers are just discovering Blink-182 as a retro thing?
Mate, you might not have heard of Bon Jovi. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have thought when I go, when are they from? And they go, oh, the 80s. I would have gone like, mate, I'm not listening to that old stuff.
I still remember when someone explained U2 to me for the first time. And I was like, oh, right, these guys are going to be really big. Someone said Joshua Tree was 12 years ago, mate. Yeah. So, but this is it. You don't know things until you know them.
But
it
hearing
is,
teenagers having not heard of Blink-182 made me feel so old. I was like, that's the moment. I mean, I did have two kids. Mm. You know, it was, when you look at it from the outside, it was very obvious I wasn't young anymore. I'm sitting on a train with two young kids going into the city for like a park day.
Yeah, sure, sure.
It's very different stage to life to what they're in. But for some reason... It crept up on me. I was wow, I'm getting old.
Well, and I guess Blink-182 was sort of that punk rock, we're young, we're changing the world sort of vibe.
It was very angsty.
To realise that, that teen angst vibe is now, you know, maybe someone in their 30s or 40s. That is hard.
13-1065. What made you feel old?
Yeah.
When did you realise?
Have you had a moment that just sort of made you go, oh,
it's often goodness. When you're around younger people.
Yeah.
One happened recently, actually, with producer Samson when we were talking about the Sydney Olympics. He wasn't alive for it.
What year were you born, producer Samson?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, yeah, give us the year.
2002.
Yeah.
Oh. You wouldn't remember Blink-182 either.
Yeah, do you know who we're talking about, don't you, Samson, the Blink-182?
Yeah, I love them. I grew up on them, actually.
Okay, they were mum and dad's favourite. Look, 13-1065, what made you feel old?
Do you have one?
Well, I've had a couple. I mean, I work at a school when I'm not here, and so you kind of come across this often. I think I've told you about the year five student a few years ago. I mentioned watching something on Channel 9, and he looked at me and said, what's Channel 9?
What, because they only know Netflix and, like, you know, Stan and whatever.
Well, and this is, I had to go, like, I guess it's like that, but you don't choose what's on. Very, very hard concept to explain terrestrial television to a child. Look, 13-1065, have you had a moment that made you feel old? Maybe someone didn't know something that you thought was common knowledge. Maybe you encountered someone and found out they weren't alive at something that you remember vividly being an adult for. That's a scary one. The first time you started meeting adults who were born from 2000 onwards.
I think a part of it too is when you start getting older than... footballers.
Yeah, oh, that's yes, when you realize, well, I'm now 30, right?
Yeah.
And 30-year-olds in football are moving near the end, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, somewhere still in there is the dream that if I just put in a few good preseasons,
you could kick a few goals.
They might pick
you could
me
put
up.
You could do a stint off the bench.
Sure. 13-1065. What is it that's made you feel old? What's a moment you've had? Maybe it was your kids, maybe it was something you heard, something that just made you go, oh, I really am aging. Give us a call. You're up early with Zach and Dom. Jason Derulo. Come on. Everybody's looking for love.